all so well. But what happened next? As always seemed to be the case with these experiences, instead of waking my wife and telling her excitedly what was happening, I fell asleep. One of them said, "He isn't ready yet." Have you received number one yet? Yes, off. Copyright 1988 by Bugs on Tape Incorporated. End of side two.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Sweet D. Rapping on the mic, as you can see. Maybe skinny, I don't care. Dark brown eyes and long black hair. I'm a Gemini. I got two personalities, one sweet and the other one's me, but I'm not me. The other side's not me. I'm 5'2". Now this is a procedure. I'm brown skinny with a middle nice figure. Cause I'm Miss Sweet D. Oh, can't you see? I'm 12 years old and so sexy. I drive the boys wild when I say hi. I have a lot of boys, not just one guy. I'm so sweet, like a caramel treat. I knock all the boys straight off their feet, cause this is just one. Just like me, I'm the one and only, Miss Sweet D. Cause I'm one of a kind, and I'm one of the best, and all the perpetrating suckers that I put in the check. All I have to say is a few little lines. Why? To point out that I am one of a kind.
Don't turn away. I think you should listen.
Stay buzzing for gay substance. Nowadays, everybody gets paid to say something. Just do it like Nike, precisely complain nothing. My slang pumping, play the game, disrupt your brain function. Pull the plug, no love, we throw slugs and roll buds. No control, the soul touch like an angel from every angle. Cold crush, your cranium, rock at the stadium, split the gold dust. Plus, my word is born like James. They won't deny it, this is why we can't have nice things. Puff a nice train, take a ride at the high train. Invade your section like a Viking, the lightning like the guard suits. The hard truth, what you expect, coming for next. Missing your flesh off with the harpoon. Plague it in the right advice, leads the cartoons. We eating off the rhymes tonight, get a large spoon.
Don't turn away, I think you should listen.
Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor.
Hot damn ho, here we go again. Don't turn away. I think you should listen.
Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor.
Straight off the gate, I be reppin' the weight. The cartels, y'all fail, then you're sweeter than freeze. The Corvell, hard sales, never measure the rep of our team. Y'all lean for the liquor effect. Raw greens, all steam, when you give it a taste beyond extra. Porterhouse beef, filet mignon texture. I bank that, you recite, I'm like twice that. Empire fire for all, you won't strike back. James Earl Jones, the voice of that white cat. Etiquette with a batch of black, now how you like that? I rap better than most, but never mind that. He's in the bucket, your list forever night that. Swipe that debit or credit for these live tracks. Time at kick of the drum, I'll blow your mind back. Times at 10, it begins with the flex. Some guess we the level of heat to undress your jewelry.
Don't turn away, I think you should listen.
Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor.
Hot damn, here we go again. Hot damn.
put the needle on the record with me, Billy Jam. Shout out to Celeste. Everybody tuned in today. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, and online everywhere at WFMU.org. Not doing too much talking, just this one mic break, because there's a lot of talking already here, especially with Lee White reading from his wonderful book, Starting from Scratch Today. He brought us chapters 17 and 18. The book goes up to chapter 31, so it'll definitely take us through the end of this summer season and maybe a little bit into the next season. We shall see. And speaking of DJ books, currently I'm reading the book by Dave Haslam, The Adventures on the Wheels of Steel, The Rise of the Superstar DJs. And there's a great part in there where it sort of takes you back to the mod era and kind of like the music that Mr. Finewine plays, that soul, rare underground American soul. And he's got a great chapter on that from a UK DJ perspective. So I recommend that book as well. I got a picture of that posted in there. Also want to do a shout out to another DJ producer, ADA. Today we listen to side two of his Into the Woods latest album mix project. Go to the playlist for all of the info and other songs, and stay tuned to this station always. Oh, also a big shout out to Bucci, who is engineering today. Also Alan Six Degrees, who engineered last week. Reason being, Bucci wasn't here last week is because it was his wedding week, and that's why there was no Bucci show, but he'll be back next Tuesday here, 6 p.m. right here in WFMU. And then the following Friday, a week from now, we will have the Bucci Remix Project back again. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and week. Peace. Bye.
Oye, Clark, ¿vamos a almorzar?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. I'm hungry enough to bite a mule.
Bueno, ¿a dónde te gustaría ir?
Well, let's go up to Harlem, man. Let's go up to Fat Mama's Soul Food.
Ven acá, ¿no quieres ir al foro
no,
de los Four Seasons?
No, no, no Seasons, baby.
¿Qué tal a la Fonda del Son?
Fonda del Soul, ain't got no soul there, man.
Bueno, bueno, y entonces, ¿a dónde quieres ir entonces?
Uptown, I'm trying to tell you, man. I got a cab waiting out here. Spanish rice is
there. Oye, City, muy buena idea. ¿Cuál es la receta del Spanish rice?
Spanish rice, man?
Sí.
Oh, man, it's a guess. You get your big batch of rice and you cook it up, you boil it, you dig.
Mm-hmm.
Then you saute the onions and you get your green pepper and chop it up real fine. And get you some celery too, chop it up the same way.
Wow.
And then you get you some oil and you mix all this jive up. You don't have to use oil if you don't want. A lot of people use fat back, you know.
Oh, you can
and you put some mushroom in there too, get some tomato sauce and some of that paprika, make it nice and red and colored. You know, get some hot peppers and Tabasco. You know, some salt and you grind up some beef in there.
Wow,
get you some oregano and man, you talk about some crazy eating.
Yo estoy listo ya, cuando tú quieras.
Wait till you taste it. Come on, let's go.
Tú quieras, vamos.
Can't wait now, enough.
Oye, ¿cuándo quiere que volvamos a comer?
Ah, man, that food was good, I'm telling you.
Muy bueno.
Yeah, it was beautiful, baby.
¿Cómo se llama ese plato? ¿Cómo se llama
Don't
ese
you
plato?
Ever forget that Spanish rice, man. We can go up there tomorrow, too.
Arroz español.
Has it every day.
Arroz español.
Every day, yeah.
Arroz español.
Hey, good Friday evening. Well, it's not good Friday. It's a good Friday, but it's not.
Yeah, so,
not that one.
So, just let's get off our cross.
This is the. Yeah, we need wood for the fire. Hey, this is the Downtown Soulville program. Mr. Fine Wine is away on assignment. Your guest hosts tonight are me, that's Matt Fiveash, and him.
Gaylord Fields.
Yes. And we're going to tell you what we played in the last set because it's a one-hour show and time's a-wasting. And since that last record in the set was your choice, Gaylord, why don't you back-announce it, as they say in the industry.
Oh, yeah, I'll say. So I picked Clifford Curry. He had his one big hit was She Shot a Hole in My Soul.
Yeah.
And this was a follow-up where he mentions his minor hit, We're Gonna Hate Ourselves in the Morning. But he also mentions a lot of Nashville soul people, you know, like Jeannie C. Riley.
For example.
Yeah, yeah. And the Feminine Complex, that great soul group.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just think there's something wonderful about a soul song that name drops obscure, like, white girl
country pop
groups.
Yeah. And that was on the Elf record label, too, just for those of you keeping score at home. Before that, it was Clark Terry and Chico O'Farrell with Spanish Rice. I love a good recipe record, and that's one of the best ones. I like how, you know, they give you, like, different options of what you can use, butter or fatback or whatever you want. But
yes,
they
canola
tell you how,
oil.
Yeah,
it's,
sure. Yeah, Wesson. So what did we hear before Spanish Rice?
Oh, man, Gaylord Matt Fiveash. That was Big Maybelle.
It certainly was.
Yeah, and it was 96 Tears. Yeah, that's right. The question mark and Mysterion's 96 Tears.
Yes.
But she squeezes a few extra tears out somewhere in that rendition.
Yeah, it's really more. Maybe going into triple-digit tears.
Yeah, I would say I was counting at least 118.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, did I also choose what was on before that? Yeah, Billy Butler and the Chanters. And if you want to know, no nepotism there. Jerry Butler's brother, probably little brother, because even if he was older, he's Jerry Butler's little brother.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And Can't Work No Longer, which has been my theme song ever since the first day of work. The first day I ever did work.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm done.
Before that, it was Chris Clark with her smash hit Love's Gone Bad on the VIP label. That's a Motown subsidiary, is it not?
Yes, it is. And by the way, Chris Clark, Motown, I'm going to go out on a limb, greatest 6-foot-tall white soul singer. Female white soul singer.
Yep, there's no competition there, I don't think. We heard the Iketts with Don't Feel Sorry for Me.
I don't.
And, you know, since this is the show that tells you what not to do, we started out with Oscar Mack with Don't Be Afraid of Love. Man. And I'm not sorry for you, and I'm not afraid of love. Well, I am
so many negations, Matt Fiveash.
Yeah. And we started out with the theme song of this program, Downtown Soulville, by Chuck Edwards. So for the rest of the program, we got something special planned for you. And so Gaylord and I wanted to tell you all what we did the other night, on Wednesday night.
Instead of your show?
Instead of my show.
And it's so great that I'm not even going to do my show out of solidarity with you.
Yeah,
Sunday, I'm skipping it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I wish everybody else would show the same kind of support for me. But on Wednesday night, Gaylord and I and our better halves went to the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey.
That's right. We did touch the great man's captain's
Don't
hat.
Don't say it. Oh, yeah.
No, his captain's hat.
Yes.
What do you think I was going to say?
And there was a live act at the theater that night, and it was Smokey Robinson.
That's right. William Bill Moom Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. And it was, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. It ended up being, like, pretty, I will say, with some reservations, pretty great. I mean, it was the band and show was a little bit Vegas-y, corny.
It was very cheesy. It was they had a special sax guy. You know what I mean by special?
He was,
as the kids say, he was extra.
Yeah.
And
you know, he had like that Kenny G tone. There were two sort of backup singers afflicted with that sort of melisma-itis.
Yeah,
the Mariah Carey thing.
Yeah, they had the Mariah Carey disease.
You know, solid rhythm section. Some cheesy keyboard
sounds. One-named cheesy keyboard players.
Two different
one-named cheesy keyboard players.
Yes, Savan and Demetrius. And when Smokey introduced the band, he basically introduced everybody by their first and last name, except the string section. There were four string players who he just said, "Hey, how about our string section?" But then he said, "You know, you may have noticed that we only referred to the keyboard players by their first names." And
yeah.
He didn't follow through. There was no like punchline or anything.
No. It wasn't like that saves us on paying them.
Right.
You know, there was nothing like that. We don't have to declare taxes on them. No, we were expecting that wham line. He left us hanging.
He left us hanging, but he didn't leave us hanging with the other shtick. He was a little borscht belty.
Definitely had his well-honed shtick.
There were a couple. Can I say dick jokes on the radio?
No, you can't. But
okay.
Yeah, there were a couple of Richard jokes.
Yeah, there were a couple of Richard jokes.
Yeah.
But here's the main takeaway. Smokey was amazing.
His voice was unbelievable.
Yeah, his voice was pretty much... I mean, he wasn't maybe doing all the acrobatics you hear on the records, but really remarkably well-preserved voice and body. I mean, like, he could move really great.
He was doing a shimmy. He was doing, like, every kind of move that you would want. Not transposing any of the songs, hitting high notes when he wanted to.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Very, very strong of voice. And what is he, like 82?
He's 82.
So the thing is, when you have Smokey Robinson on stage, all that cheese that we talked about, that Vegas-style cheese and Borscht Belt shtick, it meant nothing. You just locked in on this man, the consummate performer.
Yeah, he was really, really fantastic and charming and... He did most of the hits that you'd expect. Yeah. He did like a little. My only other qualm was that like most of those hits had like at least like a verse chopped out, you know, to keep things moving. Although Tracks of My Tears and Cruisin', which were like the show closers, were the unexpurgated versions.
Yeah,
and
well chosen as showstoppers.
Yes, and Cruisin' was like sort of a big sing along. Anyway, so for the rest of the show, we're going to play Smokey and Smokey adjacent stuff, and we're not going to really interrupt it, except maybe if somebody is just tuning in and they didn't hear this part, we might have to cut in to just tell people, like, don't worry, Smokey Robinson is very much alive.
Yeah.
We saw him just the other night.
Yeah,
you know.
And he's doing fine. It's not going to be like a Tony Dow situation here where we prematurely announce his demise.
Gee, beef. Well, so should we get to it? Do you want to announce what we're going to hear first?
I thought we'd start with the man whom Smokey idolized, and that would be Nolan Strong of the great Fortune Records out of Detroit group Nolan Strong and the Diablos.
Hell yes. So, here we go. Nolan Strong, right here on Downtown Soulville on WFMU.
You've taken my money, told me lies, slow down. I embrace
much too wide, for you can't get across to the other side. But they don't know I've gotta get them holding my arm just a one more time, like I did before when she was mine, all mine. 'Cause I can hear her saying,
come to me, baby.
I'm gonna stay, oh, baby, when
she say? She told me she was all alone.
What did you do?
Got a ticket on the ferry next train.
Going where?
Going home so I could explain why I was a thousand miles away that day when she needed me. I finally got home now.
And what did you find?
My baby had split the sea.
Where did she go?
Over the mountain and across the stream.
What did you do?
Try to follow her every track.
How come?
I had to try to get my baby back. Because I was a thousand miles away that day when she needed me. Fellas, let me tell you, pay close attention to me.
She led me on.
Well, there you have it.
God, that was short.
For those of you just joining us, Smokey Robinson is very much alive. I know we played all this stuff in a row. Don't be afraid. If you're just tuning in, I and my co-host, Gaylord Fields. By the way, I'm Matt Fiveash. This is Gaylord Fields. We are guest hosting the Downtown Soulville program tonight. And we saw Smokey Robinson play live the other night.
Yeah.
So we, for lack of a better idea for this fill-in, we played a bunch of Smokey and Smokey-related material, including our grand finale there, The Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage.
Interesting comment on the board. Duke says, nobody nowhere can rhyme like Smokey, which is what we were just saying off mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, nobody sings the word camouflage.
Yeah.
Quite like him. And what was before that, Gaylord? That was your record.
It was That Day When She Needed Me, a very uncontours-sounding Contours record that has the imprint of Smokey all over it, much to its definitive credit.
Yeah, before that, we heard both sides of a single that we both brought, so we were able to go right from the A to the B.
Yeah, your side. You choose. Talk about. Wait, my side was. Wait, which side did you play?
No,
you
played. Who cares?
You played the side with the Hong Kong motif.
Yeah. Yes, we. So that was the B side, When I Had Your Love, and we heard One More Heartache, and both sides of that record, a Smokey Robinson co-write. It's one of those ones where it's like a. My computer.
Yeah, where it's like you wrote it with band members.
With like 10 other people.
Yeah.
It's like a...
But you know who did all the heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
it's
right.
Like someone came up with the Chinatown riff and said, okay, you get a credit.
Yeah, yeah.
Smokey was very generous.
Now
that
you
way.
Write the lyrics and the music.
Yes.
We heard The Miracles with In Case You Need Love. We heard a couple of LP deep cuts there. That one, a good example of Smokey's sort of lyrical genius, In Case You Need Love. And we heard The Miracles version of Land of a Thousand Dances, one of the funkiest New Orleans-iest Motown records you're ever going to hear.
Yeah. And before that, talk about wasting a space, I decided to play the Joe Matthews ripoff of Mickey's Monkey, You Better Mend Your Ways. But
sure.
it's a ripoff with a purpose. It's on the Thelma label, which was the label funded by Berry Gordy's ex-father and mother-in-law, and Thelma is Gordy's ex-wife. So what they would basically do is cut Motown sound-alikes,
yeah,
just to troll Berry Gordy,
yeah,
who had the last laugh by buying the Thelma label and,
yeah,
and taking the good artists.
Taking the H-E out and putting the A back in.
Exactly.
We heard The Miracles with I Got a Dance to Keep from Crying. And,
true words were never spoken.
And Way Over There. Both of those were Gaylord's selections. And at the top of the set, heard the guy who kind of started it all, Smokey's sort of idol, his singing model, Nolan Strong, the Diablos featuring Nolan Strong with The Way You Dog Me Around.
Yeah, and like I said, if you have a chance to see Smokey, he comes to your town, or if this is your town, sorry, but if he comes to your town, I would say, get a cheaper ticket, but go see him.
That's all right. Well, you know, we bought the tickets like back in April, so like the
pre-recession
pain had already faded away.
Yeah.
All right. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and all over the world on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Mona's next, and Therese filling in for Rich tonight from midnight to 3.
What a night. Wow.
Thanks for being here, Gaylord.
Well, thanks for having me, Matt, and thanks for having me, Mr. Finewine, whose name is not Matt.
That's right. See you next time.
What I wanna do, feel my heart. poverty bond. I need you, baby, if that's no lie. Without your love, I will surely die.
Wow, 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 wow. That was an amazing sub show. So awesome to see Matt Fiveash and Gaylord Fields in the house, legends, subbing for Mr. Finewine. I'm Mona. I'm here with you till midnight, and we're going to start things off with a very special guest DJ set from sub pop band TV Priest out of London. If you like post punky stuff, I think you'll like them. Let's start with their single now, Bury Me in My Shoes, from their new album, My Other People. Like I said, out now on Sub Pop. I'll be here with you till midnight.
From its throat, with a fight to left flag pass and a dull battle hill, it was horrible. Life only comes in flashes of greatness.
You're listening to WFMU, and that was TV Priest with their single Bury Me in My Shoes from the new album My Other People. I'm super excited to be welcoming Charlie and Alex from the band in my living room. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So, tonight is the first night of your American tour. Have you toured America before?
No, this is going to be the first time that we've ever played. Yeah, ever played here. So we are very excited.
Amazing. What are you expecting?
I don't know. It's like my first time in the US, pretty much as well. So I
really,
I am. I don't know. I'm just. I just want to take it all in like a little tourist.
For the listeners, so they can tell who's who. You're Charlie.
I am Charlie. Yeah. And this is Alex.
I play guitar in the band. Charlie sings. We have tried to come here a couple of times with, as in touring back in Feb, but obviously.
Yeah, Corona. Corona got us.
Corona got everybody.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Well, you guys actually put out your first album during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
And then album two came after. I mean, let's back up. Beep, beep.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll back up a minute.
First of all, can we talk about, did you really get signed after one show?
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite a weird, I'm going to do my little rehearsed story now
about it.
But yeah, quite a weird situation. We made our first record kind of in isolation for ourselves. We've all been friends for a really, really long time and have all played together for a really, really long time. As we got older, we kind of drifted apart and come back together, and we'd always play music together. And so we kind of made our first record as a kind of, I suppose, proof to ourselves that we could do it, you know? So we did this first record and we really didn't have that much expectation for it. It was just a kind of record of how we were feeling, and we wanted to kind of share it to our friends and our loved ones. Just before the pandemic hit, we put on a little gig just around the corner from our studio in London. It was like 50 people. It was like really small, just a little like, yeah, just an atmosphere, a vibe of just like our mates. And through that, a friend of a friend ran a really small label on the South Coast in England. They said they wanted to press like 50 copies of our single, our vinyl. So we were like, that's it. We've done it. We've made it. It's happened.
You can retire.
That's it. We can retire.